Kia ora na en pōpungi mania. RNZ Pacific News, I'm Tiana Haxton. The race to form the next government of Solomon Islands could be a tight one, with no single party emerging from the election with enough seats to govern. Solomon Islanders went to the polls on April 17th. Koroi Hawkins reports.
Former Prime Minister Manasseh Songovare's Our Party did the best, securing 15 out of the 50 seats in the House. The former opposition leader Matthew Wale's Democratic Party is first runner-up with 11 MPs, which is also equal to the number of independent MPs that have been elected. As for the rest of the field, the United Party secured 6 seats, the People's First Party won 3, and the remaining 4 minor parties won a seat each. The Governor-General of Solomon Islands, Sir David Vunagi, will decide on a date for the election of the Prime Minister once official results have been gazetted and Parliament informs him that all elected members have returned from the provinces to the capital, Honiara.
Kiribati High Court Judge David Lambourne says the decision by the Parliament to remove him from office is driven by politics and undermines the country's democracy. MPs voted very early yesterday morning to accept a recommendation from a hastily set up tribunal that Judge Lambourne be removed. Alicia Foon has more.
Mr. Lambourne fears the government will now try and deport him. The decision is the culmination of nearly 4 years of effort to remove the Australian-born judge, who was married to the opposition leader Tessie Lambourne and who has lived in Kiribati for 20 years. Mr. Lambourne says when he sought to challenge the legitimacy of President Tanis Mamau's actions, he suspended the Chief Justice. When the Court of Appeal upheld the correctness of the Chief Justice's earlier decision regarding his tenure, he suspended all 3 Court of Appeal judges. Mr. Lambourne says an absence of accountability only leads to authoritarianism.
A health leader says she is confident with the way people in Samoa are handling the dengue fever outbreak. In the latest update, 34 new cases were recorded in the week from April 15th to 21st. A half-day clean-up is happening yesterday afternoon, with government employees joining in the efforts to eradicate mosquito breeding grounds. Penina Health Trust Chief Executive Ronnie Lelaiaoloto has offices in Samoa and has been travelling to and from New Zealand.
Samoans are resilient and there doesn't seem to be any panicking or unnecessary buying up of any products, because also locals have their beliefs on what they can use as well, you know, to deter mosquitoes.
Skin infections are on the rise in the Cook Islands, affecting all age groups. Speaking to Cook Islands News, Dr. Nini Wynn says they are frequently dealing with impetigo, known as school sores, and it is being reported in children and adults alike. They are advising parents to keep afflicted children at home to reduce spread, to boil drinking water, disinfect bedding and toys, and practice better hygiene. Former Hawaii Governor George Ariyoshi was honoured this week in a ceremony at the East-West Centre, where he was awarded the Pacific Islands Conference of Leaders Lolo Award. It was given for his significant contributions to regional relations across the Pacific region. The Pacific Islands Conference of Leaders is a regional forum of heads of government from 20 nations, states and territories across the Pacific. Mr. Ariyoshi helped found this body more than 40 years ago, along with the late Fijian statesman Ratu Sirikamisesemara, who has been the only other recipient of the award to date when he received it posthumously in 2022. The Hawaiian word lolo can refer to the act of linking or hooking together. In Aotearoa, champions of Te Reo Māori have been honoured in Te Whanganui Atara at last night's Reo Māori Awards. Among the 13 recipients are 3 prominent wahine who have been recognised for their mahi to promote te reo. Pokere Paiwai reports.
Dame Nada Glavish, broadcaster Tini Molyneux and composer Queenie Moiho Reedy each received the Lifetime Achievement Award, the highest honour of the night. Waikato-based education company Tupu Ora picked up both the community and education awards, while students at Te Kura Kaupapa Māori o Ngā Mokopuna in Wellington took out the Rangatahi Award for their business taking visitors around local historic sites. Māori Language Commissioner Ngāhiwi Apanui acknowledged the recipients and says there are a huge number of people championing te reo in Aotearoa.
Two contestants will represent French Polynesia at next week's Miss Trans France 2024 pageant. O'omaka Gendron was elected Miss T Tahiti in October 2023. Her other contestant is Kiara Aukara, a permanent resident in mainland France who had to migrate there to complete her transition. Both are preparing for the French national pageant, which will be held on May 4th in Paris. They both say they intend to speak out on ways of improving the condition of transgender in French Polynesia, including the high cost of hormonal treatments there. In world news, scientists warn that Antarctica's animals and plants are being exposed to twice the UV radiation they were in the 1970s. New research shows bushfires and volcanic eruptions have caused holes in the ozone layer to extend over the continent from spring into summer. A biology professor at the University of Wollongong in Australia, Sharon Robinson, says climate change contributes to the phenomenon because it increases the frequency of bushfires.
2019-2020, the Australian bushfires, and then we've had a couple of big volcanic eruptions, and that meant there were more chemicals up in the stratosphere breaking down ozone. It's very much more concerning if you have ozone depletion in December compared to September and October when everything's under snow and nicely covered and protected.
The Chinese digital technology company ByteDance says it has no intention of selling its hugely popular video platform TikTok to comply with a new law passed by the United States Congress that it must do so or face a ban in the US. The US authorities fear Chinese surveillance agencies could use the software to spy on tens of millions of TikTok's American users and to spread propaganda. There's been speculation ByteDance was looking for a buyer for TikTok, which would be sold without the algorithm that powers it. However, ByteDance says it strongly rejects such assertions and it will instead fight the law in the courts, which could take years. In sport, the Tonga Sports Association and National Olympic Committee has confirmed they are going to bid for the hosting rights of the 2031 Pacific Games. Tonga was supposed to have hosted the 2019 Pacific Games, but the government of the late Akilisi Pohiva withdrew their support. The country was then taken to court by the Pacific Games Council. In 2022, the current Prime Minister, Huakawe Meiliku Siosi Sovaleni, met with the council and resolved the issue. In Super Rugby, the Chiefs produced a runaway second half against the Waratahs to win 38-22 in Sydney last night and move back into the competition top four. The sides were locked up 12-all at half-time. And the Crusaders have moved off the bottom of the table with an emphatic 39-0 defeat of the Melbourne Rebels in Christchurch. The defending champions currently sit in ninth. There's disappointment over a lack of bookings for the Olympic surfing event in Teahupo o Tahiti. Tahiti's hospitality industry leaders are concerned that 3 months ahead of the 2024 Olympic surfing event in Teahupo, bookings aren't taking off as much as they hoped. French Polynesia's Hotel Association co-president Christophe Guardia told Polynesia La Première figures projections at this stage are lower than last year's. He says French tour operators aren't bothering to sell the Olympics 2024 Teahupo'o surfing event destination because they think it will be overbooked anyways, which Guardia says is not the case. Another factor could also be unusually high-priced room rates, according to a local travel agency. And that's the latest Pacific news and sports. For more, head to our website, rnzi.com.